all know that California is a melting pot, and it's got to be the most diverse state in the nation. Right now, people of color represent about 56% of the state's population, and it's on projection by 2040 to go to 70%.
That's Daniel Byrd, research director for the Berkeley-based Greenlining Institute.
By 2040, Latinos are expected to represent nearly half of California's population. The only group that's going to be losing population within the next 30 years is the white population. The black, Latino, and Asian population are going to be growing, and whites are actually only decreasing slightly.
These projections, which are based on data from the California Department of Finance, form the basis of the Institute's recently released report, titled California's New Majority. As the author of that report, Byrd says it provides advance notice of coming changes that will affect many of our state's institutions.
We know that there are documented disparities between whites and people of color within housing, education, income level. And as people of color increase the size of the population, if these inequalities aren't addressed, that's going to spell some pretty serious trouble for the world's sixth largest economy.
And the group that will be at the forefront driving those changes will be our Latino population.
Over the next 40 years, according to the California Department of Finance, the Latino population will grow by over 15 million people. That's a lot compared to everyone else. That's where the growth is in the state.
This transformation, which has already made California the first minority-majority state in the union, also has the potential to reshape California's political landscape, Byrd says.
Both Democrats and Republicans are going to have to take the voices of communities of color more seriously if they want to be a factor within California state politics. This recent election is a showing of that. People of color represent a larger portion of the electorate in California than they do in most other states.
And he adds, the well-known lag in voter registration among ethnic groups will merely postpone those inevitable changes.
Voter registration for communities of color does lag behind whites, but as communities of color grow and increase their portions of the state, that'll change. So even though voter registration trends do lag, the way the population trends are, it's still an issue.
Additionally, Byrd says the geographic distribution of those new voters within California will add to their impact.
In the Central Valley, we're actually seeing a rise in Latino populations, so even within those traditional conservative areas of the state, the Latino population is growing. The Asian and black populations are more urban, so they're more focused in like the San Francisco Bay Area and the LA, which are traditional Democratic.
California's Asian population will be the second fastest growing subgroup, Byrd says, but the implications of their increase in numbers are harder to anticipate.
The Asian American population within this state is highly diverse. There's a large Filipino population, a large Chinese population, and a much smaller Japanese population. It's extremely diverse, and they don't all have the same issues and political ideology. So in order to really understand what's going on within the Asian population in politics, we need to do more comprehensive surveys.
Overall, Byrd's report says California's total population is expected to grow by more than 19.25 million people by 2040. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.